This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. The Russians hope to pull off a lightning strike on Kyiv and rule most of Ukraine within weeks when they launched the invasion back in February. And in the weeks afterwards, when Russian forces were forced to retreat from the capital, Ukrainians hope they had the Russians on the run. 4 months later, the war could last well beyond anyone's expectations. NATO's Secretary General says Russia's war in Ukraine could go on for years, and the effort requires sustained support from the West.
This comes as Ukraine's deputy defense minister says Russia has ordered its military to overrun the entire eastern Donbass region by next Sunday. That territory could prove difficult for Ukraine to win back once the Russians have dug in with defenses. And yet the Ukrainian government and military stands by its goals in this war: win back every square inch of Ukrainian territory taken by Russia, including Crimea. With us now is CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland. He's a retired U.S. Army colonel. Colonel McCausland, I'll ask you the same question that we've asked several military specialists over the last week or so. Is Russia now winning this war?
Well, first of all, you got to define what winning looks like. The Russians have not achieved the objectives they set out, which was to secure all of Ukraine. That failed when they failed to take Kyiv and they failed to take Kharkiv. They've now downsized their objectives, focused perhaps almost totally on the Donbass, Luhansk, and Donetsk provinces. They are making steady progress there. It's basically a grinding artillery war of pulverizing places and then moving forward very slowly. They are now pretty much surrounded the city of Severodonetsk in the Luhansk province, and once they capture that, if they do, and it may do so in the next few days, they'll have about 90%+ of the Luhansk district. Still, they control about half of Donetsk, so it's a pretty tall order for them if they're going to achieve that entirety of the Donbass, which comprises both those provinces, by the next few days.
I was reading, though, this morning, Jeff, that, all of the arms shipments that the U.S. and Western allies have promised the Ukrainians, a lot of it hasn't yet gotten there because it just takes a lot of time. And then, the equipment has to, you have to get to the point where you train the personnel how to use it because they're not used to some of the equipment that we're shipping them. And that apparently runs to the Russians' advantage, does it not?
Absolutely, without question. I mean, what the Ukrainians want is a greater or more rapid absorption rate of that new equipment so they can put it on the battlefield. And they have complained privately and publicly that pledges have not equaled delivery in many cases, and finger-pointing particularly at the Germans on howitzers and air defense weapons they promised that may not arrive until later on this particular summer. But as you're talking about more sophisticated weapon systems, I'm an old artillery guy. To talk about artillery, you've got to talk about the counter-battery radar systems, the communication systems, the drones that will acquire targets, the processing of data, et cetera. It takes a long period of time to train somebody up to do all that. Training them to actually operate the cannon might only take a week or so. So there's a real training requirement, and the Ukrainians are talking about ways that the training could be accelerated, perhaps start training before the weapons are even delivered, perhaps use contractors in various ways to accelerate the pace of that so the delivery can be much more quick and they can be put in place on the battlefield for better effect.
When you talk about cannon, Russia still has a lot more of that stuff than Ukraine has had or been able to acquire.
No doubt about it. I mean, don't forget, Joseph Stalin once said, quantity has a quality all its own. And the use of mass artillery fire has always been a Soviet, now Russian, tenet of their military doctrine. And this also is mass fire where they don't have to be very precise about it. They have the location of a city like Severodonetsk. They just pound the city. They don't need to look at particular targets. Now, if you're looking to fire against a mobile target, whether it's a tank, a headquarters, or an artillery battery, well, that takes a lot more precision. What they're doing right now is really mass fires. They've got a lot of artillery and a lot of ammunition.
So the longer this goes on, the more it becomes a war of attrition. To whose advantage, if anyone's, does that go to?
Well, it's a little unclear to me right now because attrition is also manpower and materiel. Now, if we can solve some of these problems of materiel delivery and the West can hold to the modern equipment it might deliver, the Ukrainians might be able to do well there. They have called national mobilization, so any man between 16 and, I think, 55 is eligible to be called into their forces. But they finally admitted they probably lost somewhere between 40 to 50,000 casualties. That's killed, wounded, missing, captured, etc. On the Russian side, they have not called for mobilization. We expected that in the victory speech Putin delivered a few weeks ago. It wasn't there. So they're still dependent on their current army, which is only about 350,000. And they've probably had 100,000 casualties, dead, wounded, missing, and captured. So whether they can maintain that force structure is an open question. Further of all, they've lost a lot of material, which will be harder in some cases for them to replace, maybe 1,000 tanks or about 2 years of Russian production. So it's a little unclear right now, but certainly this is now becoming a battle of attrition and a war of willpower.
CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland, retired U.S. Army colonel. Thanks. This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.